Listening Library presents The Unbelievable Oliver and the Sawed in Half Dads by Pseudonymous Bosch. Read for you by Mark Thompson. Note to listeners, this program includes a downloadable PDF that contains Benny's Bunny Hop and the Sawed in Half Trick home version from the book. For the phenomenal Philip, PB. For my marvelous mom and dependable dad, SP. Introduction. Welcome. How wonderful to see you.
You're here for a book, am I right?
Don't ask how I knew. An author never reveals his secrets.
Do you want to hear the story now?
Very well.
The book is yours.
Just say the magic words. No, not please or thank you, not even abracadabra. Just say, I do.
Teeny and Bee invite you to celebrate the marriage of their dad and papa, Simon and Miguel, on Saturday, May 1st, the mansion at Huntington Gardens. Dinner and no dancing to follow. RSVP. Kindly respond by April 1st. Names, B and Teeny, plus one, Oliver. Accepts with pleasure. It was our idea. Declines with regrets. Please check all that apply. Meat-free, dairy-free, gluten-free, nut-free, sugar-free. Never. There's no such thing as a free lunch.
Chapter 1. The Grand Cake Tasting.
Try this one.
Delicious. Terrific.
The best one yet.
The twins, Bee and Teeny, had insisted that Oliver come with them to the cake tasting.
He's a cake expert,
Bee told their fathers.
He'll be a big help.
Yeah, he really, really loves cake, said Teeny.
So far, Oliver hadn't been even a tiny help. He loved each cake equally. Each flavor got the highest possible score. The twins' fathers were beside themselves. Of all the wedding planning they'd had to do, the cake tasting was supposed to be the easy part.
Why, oh, why did we bring the children into this?
Simon asked, just as he'd asked when they debated the dinner menu and the flowers and the music. Miguel tried to make the best of the situation.
Now, Oliver, he said, isn't there one cake that you prefer?
Nope,
Oliver said with his mouth full.
They're all perfect. Thanks for taking me here, Mr. Dad and Mr. Papa.
Oliver never knew what names to call adults. He just went with what Bee and Teeny called them, plus Mr. to be polite.
Simon and Miguel is fine,
Simon told Oliver, not for the first time.
Okay, Mr. Simon and Mr. Miguel.
No, I meant just... Oh, never mind. The girls weren't helping much either. Having given up on choosing the cake's flavor, they had decided to focus on design. They were leafing through a binder full of more and more extravagant cakes. Cakezilla. Under the sea salt and caramel. Just frosting. Leaning cake of pieces. Teeny held up a photo of a pirate ship. It had licorice cannons, a candy cane mast, a marzipan sail, and a giant gummy squid attacking the deck.
That one floats,
the baker chimed in. Jacques Fondant had been a baker to the stars for 20 years now. He'd designed cakes for YouTubers, presidents, and reality show hosts. But he never let it go to his head. He still made cakes for anyone and everyone. No cake too small or too big. The twins wanted a big cake.
Can this one have more floors?
Bee had started sketching their dream dessert which looked something like a Japanese pagoda crossed with the Empire State Building. She taped two sheets together for height.
"You mean more stories?"
asked Teeny, as Bee climbed onto Teeny's shoulders to properly display her creation.
"The word is tears, but forget about that," said Miguel. "We want something simple."
"Vanilla buttercream," Simon added. "Two tears."
"Ugh, then what's the point?"
Bee theatrically fell from her sister's shoulders.
"Girls," Miguel said, "we're glad you want to help, but this is our wedding."
"Wait!"
Oliver nearly spat out one of three bites of cake he was currently chewing.
"You two aren't already married?"
Oliver had known Simon and Miguel his whole life. Of course they were married. They had children. They shared a house and a car.
"I know," said Bee. "Can you believe it? In the olden days, two dads couldn't get married. It's kind of like how they didn't used to have cell phones,"
Teeny explained.
"Now they can marry, and we're finally making it official."
"We are," Miguel specified. "The fathers."
"And we'd like you to be the ring bearer," said Teeny.
Oliver had never been to a wedding, and his only knowledge of ring bearers came from the Lord of the Rings. It seemed like too much responsibility.
"I couldn't. Honestly, I can't bear anything."
"Nonsense," said Simon. "You'll do great, and the girls will be there to help."
"That's right," said Bee. "We're going to be flower girls, or flower scientists, really." "Well, she's a flower scientist," said Teeny. "I'm a flower assassin."
Oliver was confused.
"So you kill flowers?"
"Right. I pick them off one by one. And we're both..."
The girls attempted a drum roll on their empty plates. It ended up being more of a crumb roll.
"Pa-rum-pa-crum-crum! Magician's assistants!"
announced Teeny.
"Magician's executive assistants,"
amended Bee.
"But there's no magician. Wait.
Oliver stammered, realizing the terrifying implications of this.
"You want me? At your dance?"
They nodded, smiling. Bee and Teeny considered themselves managers of local magic talent, the unbelievable Oliver. Their friend was in high demand after the rousing success at their classmate Maddox's 9th birthday party 3 months before.
"We're getting dozens of requests, Oliver," said Bee. "Dozens. But we thought it was only fair to give our dads your first, well, second official show," said Teeny.
Their dads looked at each other.
"It's not that we don't want our wedding to be magical," said Miguel gently. "We do. It's just..."
"It's just that it's our wedding," Simon finished.
"But it was our idea," protested Bee. "You were going to go to City Hall."
"Well, it's our idea now," Miguel said. "You gave it to us."
"Exactly," Simon agreed. "So no magic tricks. And a simple two-tier...
Boo!"
Oliver wanted to be polite, but he too wanted a larger cake, so he just grumbled,
"More cake, please,"
under his breath. The baker, who was similarly at a loss for words, slipped him a piece. "Fine, three tiers," Simon said, to stop the girl shouting. "Vanilla velvet."
"Double chocolate." "Strawberry bubblegum."
"Four tiers," Simon compromised. "Cherry Jubilee, caramel sunset, after dark chocolate, and passionate passion fruit. But no more." The girls made their saddest puppy dog faces, which they had perfected by practicing in the mirror. Teeny could even cry on command. but the two dads had practiced as well.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?